And you tuned to Tygerberg on 104 FM. It's a minute to go. Then it's 10 o'clock. We decided to give you a little 1 minute bonus because we're speaking to Sandy today, Sandy Cipriano, and she's from Cupcakes of Hope. Sandy, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's wonderful having you, Sandy, and we are curious, and we have so many hundreds of thousands of listeners that are tuned in right now that's just as curious, because we heard that the discussion we're going to have today is on cupcakes of hope. You know, once we hear something sweet, then we are all ears. So we're going to start those questions with you. Sandy, what is your involvement with Cupcakes of Hope?
Well, Denise, I started a charity a couple of years ago called Cupcakes of Hope, and the aim of our charity is to create awareness for kids with cancer as well as raise funds for children affected with cancer, and we all do this through our love of cupcakes. That's absolutely the sweetest way to save a life. And we've got different events across the country that we host every year, which our biggest one is the National Cupcake Day, which happens in September.
Hmm. And before we get to that, we have so many questions for you. Tell us how the organization was formed and also the purpose of the organization, Sandy.
All right. So a close friend of ours' daughter got diagnosed with cancer, little Kiara. And unfortunately, Kiara lost her battle. But with us following her journey, I just got to see how, how this disease has got such an effect on the family. And I realized that there are so many families out there, you know, either the mother needs to leave her job or the father to help take care of this child full time. So I realized that there was a gap in the market to help families in that way. And that's when we then started it very slowly as a small CSI program in our business. And it absolutely just grew from, you know, doing our first event the first year from raising 5,000 rand to last year, we raised 1.8 million rand for the children across the country. So it's absolutely an amazing way to get everybody involved. And I think the difference between our charity is that we actually don't knock on people's doors and say, listen, give me 500 rand or 10 rand or whatever the case is. We're actually asking our cupcake angels to get involved. It is a labor of love. So give up your time and your love to make a difference in the children's lives. So, yes, if you love baking or just love cupcakes, this is how we encourage them to get involved. A big part of our charity, and I don't know if you are aware, but a lot of our kids in South Africa get misdiagnosed, unfortunately either misdiagnosed or diagnosed too late. So that window of opportunity of treating the children is just so much smaller. And that's why, unfortunately, we lose a lot of our brave warriors due to that. So our second leg of the charity is to help educate moms and dads about what are the cancer early warning signs. And we're very proud this year alone. We actually work hand in hand with Dr. Jennifer Hill. She's a pediatric oncologist from Jabba Jean and Vic Donald Gordon, and she's helped design an infographic which has all the early warning signs there, and we've just released it in 5 new languages. So it's available in a total of 21 languages from our website. So we encourage companies and schools to go visit the website and download the different language that that would be applicable to you or to your staff members. Hand it out and let's try and educate the moms and dads about what are the warning signs so that we can get these kids the treatment that they desperately need early enough.
And it's 3 minutes past 10 on Tygerberg 104 FM. With me on the line is Sandy Cipriano. And Sandy is the founder of the organization Cupcakes of Hope. Sandy, you have mentioned in the beginning that you will be having an event earlier in the year. Later in the year. You'll give us the details in a bit. But you also had an event on the 15th of February, it was an International Childhood Cancer Awareness Day. How did that go?
Well, we actually, we are so amazed with the support from the community and the schools. What we did is we encouraged schools and companies to get involved to what we call is a party of hope, to host an awareness event at their companies or child school. And on the day, the kids were told about the cancer early warning signs, schools registered. And what we then do is we actually send them what we call a free angel party pack. And in this party pack, we create anywhere in the country, you will get the amount of awareness leaflets that you need for your company or school, baking cups, balloons and badges, everything that you kind of need to get your party going, just to have a fun event obviously involving cupcakes, but as well as educating the children about the cancer early warning signs. And it was very, very successful this year. We reached a lot of new schools, a lot of children, and a lot of parents. I'm very excited about that, too.
Yeah, and I read that in one of your media releases where you said it gives you so much joy to be able to bring communities together in the fight against childhood cancer and make a difference, because that's what it's about. It's about making a difference, Sandy.
Absolutely. And I mean, our charity started very small, like I said, just for 5,000 rand. And you know, the first year we raised it, I said, you know, 5,000 rand really surely can't help a lot, you know. But my very first request was for an 18-month-old baby, little Keegan. And unfortunately, his prognosis wasn't very good. Doctors said he wouldn't make it till his second birthday. But once I contacted the parents, I said to them, what are his immediate needs? And, you know, because he was paralyzed due to the tumors on his spine, they needed a special car seat and special mattresses for his bed and prams to prevent bed sores. And you know what? All in all, it was just 4,000 rand, and we still had an extra 1,000 rand to pay for, you know, medicine and nap fees. So I realized that was one of our first lessons is, you know, it doesn't matter what amount you actually raise. It makes such a big difference in a child's life. And coming back to Keegan, he was my very first patient like 7 years ago, and we are very pleased to say that he actually celebrated his 8th birthday. So once again, it just shows you miracles happen
Absolutely.
Every single day. Here's a patient that wasn't even given, you know, 6 months to live, and we celebrated his birthday. What our charity also does is we spoil patients and surprise them if they're busy with treatment in hospital when it's their birthdays or end of cancer treatment. So we always want to, you know, have those special celebrations with them. We never know if it might be the last one, but we always make sure that whatever it is, we always celebrate it and make memories for the family. It's very important to, you know, and that there's always something. They're very excited when they see the pink ladies coming, because they always know that we're surprising with something small. You know, we always don't bring them too much cupcakes because the nurses don't always like that. But, you know, it's once in a while it's nice to spoil them with a nice sweet.
Yeah, and everything in measure is never a bad thing, as long as we don't have three,
Absolutely.
Four cupcakes. But if we enjoy that one or half for one and keep the other half for later, it's quite okay. Now, Sandy, you mentioned that schools and businesses and individuals can get involved by hosting their own Party of Hope. How would that work?
Well, first of all, they can go onto our website and they can actually go register online. You know, we ask them some questions, or they can contact us directly. Michelle's details is on there, so we can guide them and give them ideas. Once they've decided on a date, they register, we will then courier them off, like I said, the party packs, our angel party packs. And there's no real rule. I mean, our slogan for our Party of Hope is your party, your rules. So anything goes. You know, each school has got a different identity in each company. So whatever they would like to do, they can get involved. And I must say, if companies, if they do, this is not a fundraising event, but if they do decide to do a fundraising with it, it's always appreciated. And the companies in the school can decide how the money gets used. You know, they can either nominate it for a child's birthday. We always prefer medical costs, you know, to help with medical assistance. I mean, a couple of months ago, we got a request for a 16-year-old patient that, unfortunately, although they were on medical aid, she lived in Limpopo, but the family could not afford the prosthetic leg. She had lost a leg. And we were able to donate, you know, the 50,000 rand to get the little girl, well, not little girl, the teenager, her leg. You know how teenagers are. They're so self-sufficient, you know. And getting her leg, she says now she's able to walk and she's able to stand on her own 2 feet.
Oh, wonderful!
So we've got different. You know, we always prefer to use our funds for medical, but like I say, the companies can decide if they want to use it for hospital visits, birthday surprises, or their medical expenses. Mm. Obviously, the need is bigger with the medical expenses.
Yeah, thank you for the great work you are doing, Sandy. Now, you had the International Childhood Cancer Awareness Day on the 15th of February, but you also mentioned that you have activities rolled out throughout the year. So what will happen next?
Well, what we obviously like to do during Easter, we like to spoil our patients. We do Easter hospital visits. And the next big day is Madiba Day, or your 67 minutes, or Nelson Mandela Day. So we encourage people to maybe bake 67 cupcakes, you know, do an activity at work, or even if you're just wanting to get that cupcake love, bake your 67 cupcakes, go drop it off at any emergency services. You know, it's nice to also spoil our staff,
the nurses,
and the firemen and the policemen. But in doing that, print the cancer early warning sign leaflets and hand it out with the cupcakes, you know. With our activities that we also do, because we're relatively unknown still in the country, if you want to say it like that, not a lot of people realize what we actually do. So this is one way to get our name out there, to make people aware and say, oh, well, you know what, my nephew's just gotten diagnosed with cancer. Perhaps cupcakes can help. And we help. We get several requests. And even this year, we've already had a couple of where the social workers actually contact us and say, we've got patients that live very far out of hospital areas that they, you know, they need to travel 200 to 300 kilometers, and parents can't always afford that. And that's when we also come in and pay for their transport fee so that the families can get the children to their monthly or weekly treatment at the hospital. So there's a lot that families can do, and I encourage them to go, even if you're on Facebook, just go like our Facebook page and go see what our cupcake angels do. You know, I always say, our cupcake angel, you don't need to just be female. We have got cupcake angels starting at the tender age of 3, right through to 90. They're bakers, they're non-bakers, they're our policemen, they're even doctors, and obviously students. And we've noticed now the past 2 years that we're getting a lot of high school kids getting involved. They use our charity as their community hour service. And I tell you, they absolutely love it. We've had boys schools all-boy boarding schools in Cape Town that have hosted a party of hope. And it's amazing to see how these boys get very creative with their icing. And you know what, it's fun. It's all about fun. Cancer is not a fun thing. But, you know, cupcakes always is about spreading the cupcake love. And we need to make children aware, you know what, people don't realize that kids actually do get cancer.
Yeah.
And like I said, if we can spread the awareness out there, get people to visit our website, go print those cancer early warning signs, or even register, we will courier it out to you.
Yeah. Jy is ingeskakel op Tygerberg 104 FM, dis 13 minute na 10. My naam is Denise and I'm in a telephonic discussion with Sandy Cipriano, and Sandy is our topic today is on Cupcakes of Hope and the wonderful work that they are doing at Cupcakes of Hope, and also hopefully get you involved as well. Welcome back, Sandy.
Thank you. I can just mention our website if people would like to go and visit. It's www.cupcakesofhope.org. And yes, and we hope we're going to have lots of new cupcake angels coming on board. It's all about spreading God's love, and we're doing it through our love of baking cupcakes.
Absolutely. And Sandy is the founder of the organization Cupcakes of Hope. Sandy, one more question, just to give us your social media, Facebook, Twitter. Are you present on all of these, and what are your addresses there?
We are on Facebook. So on Facebook, we are under Cupcakes for Kids with Cancer. So it's Cupcakes and then the letter 4, Kids with Cancer. But if they go directly to our webpage, there are links on there to the Facebook page.
All right. And you say, if we decide on Madiba Day to bake a whole lot of cupcakes, let's say I decide to take it to my local fire station, I should be taking some pamphlets with me. And where are they obtainable?
You can go onto our website, and there is a little icon that says Cancer Early Warning Sign.
Mm.
Go onto it, and then you'll find the 21 different languages on there.
Wow, 21 different languages.
Yes, it's available in all South African 11 languages, but us being in Africa, we have done, you know, like Portuguese for Angola and Mozambique, and French for the other 22 French-speaking countries. So absolutely, go and get educated.
All right. What would be your final message to us today, Sandy?
Well, I just know this is absolutely a blessing of God that I'm able to do what I'm doing. And I wish that we've inspired somebody out there today to also come and become a cupcake angel, because there's no such energy as being able to give back, you know, not expecting to get anything in return. God is definitely, I always said, I never knew what my purpose in life is, and God's given me absolutely an amazing purpose in life, and I absolutely love what I'm doing. It's such a blessing to be able to share my message with everybody out there, and I hope I've encouraged some people to become more actively involved with children with cancer. They're actually amazing young warriors, and it's, when you see them fighting this battle of them, you actually realize, you know, your daily problems that you have has got nothing compared to what these fighters go through every single day.
Absolutely.
You appreciate life more.
Absolutely, Sandy, and thank you once again for the fantastic work you are doing, and may you go from strength to strength. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.